Welcome to Stepping Into the Light with Julia Treat, a weekly podcast devoted to helping you open up to your own unique abilities so you can receive loving and supportive messages from your loved ones, angels, and guides.
Greetings, beautiful. I wondered how many people would listen to this podcast just from the title. There's such a shakeup going on here in the States, not just the States, like the entire world. And I have been receiving so much guidance about what's happening as far as what lessons are really coming forth that so many people might be missing. So I have learned, you know, doing this work and being who I am and staying in connection or flow or whatever you want to call it, just connected to God and Source, that first of all, I'm never going to assume anything. So I don't assume anything anymore. I don't decide I know exactly what's going on. I choose to actually tune in and ask God to show me what's really going on. So recently, I tuned in. And I just tuned in with God about Trump, about President Trump. I said, God, what is the lesson here? I know there's always a lesson, that everything's happening for a reason. And I understand the bigger picture. Like, I know what's going on there with Trump being president, and I'm not going to go into that here, but right now. But one of the lessons that I was told that I feel like so many might be missing, so I wanted to share it with you. There's a few things. First, President Trump, being president, is triggering a lot of money stories in people. And so people who have issues with money, either they can't manifest money or the money runs right through them, they can't hold on to it, whatever the reason or whatever the story is, but the story of lack of money. It can be from past life stuff. Perhaps you were wealthy and you did bad things. I'm just putting out as possibility. Perhaps you were wealthy in a past life and it was taken from you and you were banished from the kingdom, just for an example. Perhaps you were in a lifetime where you witnessed people with wealth doing bad things or treating poor people badly. There's so many reasons. There can be so many stories, even from past life stuff. Maybe this lifetime, you were born into a family that was of service, and service meant you don't ever ask for too much. You give. And it's selfish to want things or to ask for things or want money. Some of us took vows of martyrdom from past lives, which will create lack and unworthiness inside. Some of us took vows of, I will never do this again, if, again, we had wealth in a past life and bad things happened. So we have these stories, a lot of us. Just one example, that money equals greed, equals bad, or some people use the word evil. I don't use that word, but some people do. And so that's what President Trump coming forward, I've noticed, or at least I was guided. I mean, literally, you know, I talk to God. Most of you know that. I talk to God a lot. God said, this is bringing up so many stories for people. It's triggering things in within you that need to be healed. And so many people are looking at Trump that rich, wealthy, because he's a billionaire, equals greedy, equals bad, equals making bad decisions, equals taking advantage, like whatever it is, all the stories. It has nothing to do with his money, though. I'm just going to say that. Money just will amplify who you are already, whoever you are. So if you're this beautiful, loving, kind, giving person, money's just going to amplify that. You'll be able to give and do and love more, right? But when I sat down with God and I was like, All right, God, what? Okay, I get that. I understand that money story. I see that. I can get that. I see people on the news holding their signs up, greed, and they're, and Trump. And I said, I get it. I get what you're saying. So that's one little message I'm going to pass on to you. Check your money stories. Has that triggered that? But here's the bigger lesson. When I said, God, what's this all about? I said, let me see this through your eyes, God. Now, I need to add too. I was soaking in an Epsom salt bath, one of my favorite things to do. I do it a couple of times a week. I can't even begin to tell you how much I get while I soak in a tub of Epsom salt hot water. I usually put about 2 handfuls of Epsom salts in my bath, sometimes with lavender, sometimes without. I put on some, usually for me, one of my favorite things to put on is some Native American flute music. I just feel so calm, and I always feel like my ancestors are playing for me. So I'm laying in this tub, and I have all the lights off, and all I can see is out the window, the clouds. It's still daylight out. It's like sunset, but I can see the clouds. And I'm asking God, all right, what's, you know, I went in there to soak, just to relax. But for some reason, I started thinking of Trump, and I'm realizing that God and I are having a conversation. Like, you know, he tends to do that. Sometimes he wakes me up at 5:55 a.m. and makes me go to 7 tubs. That's another podcast. If you haven't listened to that, listen to the one about 7 tubs. And other times he talks to me while I'm soaking in the tub. I'm just giggling because I just realized that he always wants to talk to me. So I'm saying, what's the bigger picture? And God said, let him teach you. And I was like, what? Okay, let him teach me. And he made me start seeing Trump in the light of being a master manifester. Uh-huh. I bet a lot of you just went, aha. Trump can manifest anything he wants, including the presidency. No matter how he got it or what this, you know, everyone's arguing about how he got in, doesn't matter. He got it. He's a master at manifester. Now, if we take away any judgment of whether we like him or not, that's not what this is about. This is about God telling me, let him teach you. So Trump lives with expectancy. He expects that what he wants is showing up. And by God, look what happens. Look what happens. It shows up. This is not a good or bad. We're not putting that with that at all. What God is trying to show us is he is a master manifester. Now, there's other stuff going on behind the scenes and what this is all about, this presidency. And there's so much more to this. But do you see how we can be missing these lessons, these really important lessons? He actually can be teaching us something pretty damn valuable. So when I heard that, and I'm still in the tub looking out the window, and I'm like, oh my God, that makes so much sense. I get it now. As I'm looking out the window, I get a lot of stuff in clouds. Probably a lot of you do too. But I see this cloud. It looks like a little baby devil. I'm not kidding. It was just like the face. It had the little horns, and it was facing upward towards the heavens. This little baby face devil with the little horns. And there was a beautiful angel face, looked like angelic, beautiful, coming down and kissed that cloud on the forehead. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And of course, I didn't have my camera with me because I'm in the tub. Otherwise, I would have taken a picture. But this angel cloud looked like an angel, was kissing the cloud. I watched it all move because, you know, there was a breeze up high and they were moving. And it kissed the little what looked like the little devil head on the forehead. And then the horns disappeared and it turned into this beautiful little baby. This is my life every day. I'm not kidding. It's magical and amazing and fucking awesome. But I looked at it right after I got that message and I said, I get it, God. Love conquers all. It always will. Everything going on right now is the shift into love. Do you get it? Like so many of you are feeling the pull, the draw. I got to do something. I got to step up. I'm supposed to be doing something more. Yeah, You're a fucking light worker. You got to step up. It's time. It's time to shift into the light. It's time to let go of the judgments, and it's time to just love, love, love. So I hope you get this message tonight. When I got that message after I got out of the tub, and then from that day forward, every time I look at Trump now, which I honestly don't watch the news very often, there's so much good happening, but we just don't hear about it. So it just gets a little frustrating because, you know, there's a lot of good stuff going on. We don't get that stuff. We hear about the bad. And I look at Trump now, and I feel that energy, that vibration. I tap into that. I truly do. I feel his vibration of expecting everything that I am desiring or that I am envisioning for my life. I am living with expectancy now. But I needed that lesson to like get me fully there. 100%. I am in 100% expecting it. All right. I hope this wasn't too much of a rant for you. Don't send me any hate mail about talking about the president. Thank you very much. And how about this? The podcast is over. I'm looking at my clock. I'm done. It's 5:55 p.m. All right. It's time for that huge transformation, peeps. That's what that means. 5:55. Time to transform. I love you all. I can't wait to meet with you again. God bless.
Thank you so much for listening to Stepping Into the Light. If you like what you heard, please share this podcast with your family and friends. And be sure to visit Julia's website at juliatreat.com to sign up for monthly cyber swag, including meditations, rituals, readings, and lots of other life-changing stuff straight to your inbox. It's free.